turn my microphone on so you can hear me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we share your word together today, I pray you would speak through me by your Holy Spirit to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus wept. It's okay to grieve for a loved one. It's okay to be sad or angry or lonely or despairing. It's okay. Jesus wept. So three people at a tomb. There's Martha, Mary, and Jesus. Three different people, and we're going to look just briefly at how they each react to death in their own way. There isn't a wrong way or a right way. There isn't a fixed process, and there aren't sort of set stages to tick off some mental list. But let's have a look at how these three individuals reacted. Jesus had missed it. He'd missed the burial of Martha and Mary's brother Lazarus. There are a lot of people there at the house, but Martha leaves the house and speaks to Jesus first. "Lord," says Martha, "if you'd been here, my brother would not have died." He's a miracle worker. "But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." I think Martha is the practical sort. Remember her from the other stories. They tried to send a message to get Jesus, the miracle worker, there when Lazarus was sick, but now it's too late. Jesus didn't arrive in time to heal her brother. But maybe God can still do something, and she's asking Jesus what God can do. She's the practical type, and she's trying to get her head around what's happened. Where's Jesus fit into that? And what will happen now? Even now? Right this minute? Now? Sometimes grief is like that, I think. Right this minute. Where is Jesus? Where was he? What happens now? Now, God. What next, God? And Jesus, unlike most of us, doesn't duck the question. "Your brother will rise again." Martha knows that. "Yes, I know he will rise again on the last day." But to her, I think these are just words, an idea, pie in the sky when you die, something she's picked up. She's thinking about now. And Jesus picks up on that, and then he gives her a now answer. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in Jesus will live even though they die physically. And whoever lives by believing in Jesus will never die eternally." There's way too much in that answer for us to unpack in detail this morning. But I think Martha's questions lead her to find out much more about her own faith and about Jesus and about how Jesus can answer her questions about life and faith and resurrection. Jesus isn't afraid when we ask questions, when we shout at the ceiling in frustration, and when we don't want someone else's answers, when we want a faith that works in our real life situations. So that's the first thing to take away with you this morning. Martha, it's okay to ask questions. Mary comes next in the story. She actually says the exact same words as Martha, but she says it very differently. When she hears Jesus is asking for her, she rushes to him, falls at his feet and says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She's weeping, and the sort of noisy, loud, open lamenting is very common in the Middle Eastern mourning. With Mary, I think there's a lot more open emotion. And if Martha had an emotion, it was perhaps anger or bewilderment or shock. But with Mary, I think there's far more of this utter loss and despair, that sense of helplessness, of blame, of loss and anger and hopelessness. All those enormous and muddled emotions are thrown out by Mary in one big package. And Jesus receives it. We don't know what to do when our nearest and dearest are deep in emotional meltdown. But Jesus shows us what to do. He weeps. He doesn't say anything, but he enters into the feelings. And inside himself, he is praying, deeply moved in spirit and troubled. But the way he weeps also tells us something. Mary and her comforters are wailing loudly. That's how mourning is done over there. The louder and the longer the noisy sobbing, the better your mourning is. But Jesus, it's a different word. He weeps silently. I'd like you to take that image away with you today. The Saviour, the one with the power of God to put everything right, just identifying with your pain and weeping silently there with you in your grief. In your worst times, you can't hear him because he isn't talking, he's absorbing. The Saviour's shoulders are big enough to take all your pain and sorrow. Mary brings her pain there and finds relief in his silent tears. Jesus isn't weeping to impress anyone. So we see Martha questioning and Mary in emotional upheaval at the tomb. Thirdly, we see Jesus there. What does this third human figure do? How does he react to the death of his friend? Jesus first tells them to take away the stone. Martha, who seemed to have the most faith earlier on, is the one who objects. The smell will be bad. Jesus prays, Lazarus is raised from the dead and comes out, and Jesus tells them to take off the grave clothes off him and let him go. Jesus is, as he said, the resurrection and the life. And this miracle establishes again his claim to being the Messiah and the Son of God, coming into the world to save us. And of course, Jesus' own resurrection from the dead is the point in history where our own faith is based. But the third thing I'd like to say today is that at one time Jesus challenged me. In my grief, I had reached a stage where my pain was buried and locked away, and I didn't want to get it out and explore it. I didn't want to talk about it. I wanted to live without opening that tomb. And yet Jesus at some point wanted me to roll away that stone and look at that death again. Grieving is hard work. And I had covered it over in order to be able to function. But at one time, Jesus told me to open it up and not to fear the smell. One of the Old Testament names for God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Jesus says that this use shows that to God all are alive. If we bury our loved ones and never speak their names, never allow their memories to be remembered, we can get into a closed-down state of protecting ourselves from pain. But that doesn't help us move forwards and learn to live again. Our loved ones, my mum, my young friend Ian who crashed his car, your parent, your grandparents, your spouse, your child, our family and our friends, they may have fallen asleep in Christ, but they will rise at the resurrection on the last day and we will see them again. They are at peace. We have all got work to do, questions to ask like Martha, emotions to express like Mary, and our own cover-ups and emotional crutches, which Jesus seeks at times to uncover to help us on that journey. Jesus engaged with Martha's thoughts. Jesus wept in response to Mary's emotions. Jesus challenges all of us to keep working at our grief, to let him uncover and heal, and to loose our loved ones into his care. As we light our candles, as we talk to those who are in too much pain to be here today, let us also, like Martha, ask our questions and be challenged by his answers. Let us also, like Mary, express our emotions and receive his calm acceptance of our sorrow and our souls. And let us all, as we go on, be willing to let Jesus more and more into our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen.